PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay, then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon, watch out, villains. Here she comes!
Word Girl!
Listen for the words dubious and conspire.
Another exciting day in the city.
Ma! I'm so bored.
Call up your brother Brent. You haven't seen him in forever.
Brent, no. What's he gonna do, stand there and be handsome and successful around me? I don't want to hang around with him.
Chuck, call your brother.
Fine.
Hello? Brent, the handsome, successful, everyone loves him sandwich-making guy's phone. Brent speaking.
Brent, it's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, so great to hear from you.
Mom told me to call and ask you to hang out. You want to go see a movie, or if you don't want, that'd be good.
Oh, Chuck, I'd really love to, but I'm actually out miniature golfing with a friend.
Really? Nah, that's too bad. Bye. Glad I got out of that one.
Hey, Chuck, I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but, you haven't hung up the phone. You know, if you wanted to come join us... Chuck, now he hangs up.
Wait a minute. Brent's hanging out with somebody who isn't me? Since when does he have another friend? Well, what, does he think this guy is cooler than me? We'll see about that.
Meanwhile, at the mini golf course...
All right, that's wrapped up.
Sorry, Word Girl, I'm just gonna go look for my brother, all right?
Uh-huh. Seems like you're looking for trouble, Chuck. Think I'll just take this, thank you very much.
Fine.
And Chuck, get your car out of here. You're ruining the green.
Okay, hold the mayo, Brent. Who's this friend that's so cool you can't hang out with your brother? And he better not be handsome.
Hey, I tried to invite you,
Hello, Chuck.
Mr. Big? Brent, you're hanging out with a villain who isn't me?
Brent, allow me. Now, Chuck, I may have a dubious past, but Brent and I are just here to have fun. We aren't conspiring to commit some crime.
No, something's off here. Why would anyone want to hang out with you instead of me?
Here we go.
I'm just happy to have the chance to pick the mind of the man who invented crustless bread.
Enough! I see what's going on here. Brent, you're under mind control.
Oh, how dare you?
A word, girl.
Yeah, let's see that. I heard it was really good, too.
Word, girl! Word, girl! I need my condiment ray back now!
Hold our spot. I'll be right back.
Don't worry, brother. Help is on the way.
Oh, brother. Chuck, I don't need any help.
Shh!
But...
Thank me later, Brent.
All right, what's the problem here?
Thank goodness you're here. Let's get him!
Okay. For what?
I've done nothing wrong, Word Girl. Charles here is clearly dubious about my new friendship with Brent, but I assure you...
Wait, what does dubious mean?
Well, dubious means you're not sure if you believe something or not. You're dubious when Mr. Big says he's not up to anything because he has a villainous past.
That's right, Word Girl. He's obviously mind-controlling my brother. Take him away!
Chuck, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Brent, what's going on? You don't look very mind-controlled.
I'm not. There's nothing dubious here, word girl. You know, I think Chuck is upset because he wanted to hang around with me.
I don't want to hang around with you, but you should want to hang around with me.
I do want
to... Thank you, word girl. Now, if you'll excuse us, the giant mechanical clown is calling.
Okay, maybe you're not under mind control. You just don't want to mini-golf with me because I always get the high score. Have fun with your dubious friend.
Chuck!
Chuck, what's going on here?
I'm letting Brent know I should be the one he hangs out with, not Mr. Big or anybody else. Can't you just arrest them both?
What? No! It's not like they're conspiring to commit some big crime.
Hole in one! Way to go, bro!
Yeah, whoa!
Whatever, I don't need Brent. I can have fun on my own.
Muhaha! Muhaha! Muhaha!
I heard this was good.
That dubious guy I thought was my friend turned out to be bad news. I'm begging you, brother. Can you ever forgive me?
Hey, what are brothers for?
See? That's the way it should be.
Shh.
I don't believe it. Brent and Mr. Big? Oh, please, but Brent couldn't come see this with me.
I heard this was really good.
Hey out there, could you please keep it down and listen to the movie? Maybe you could learn something.
Chuck, is that you?
That's it. A word, girl.
What, Chuck?
Oh, that was quick. Brent and Mr. Big followed me here, and they're trying to ruin the movie for me.
Oh, that's rich. You think we spent all day conspiring to ruin your time?
I might be thinking that. Word girl, what does conspire mean?
To conspire means to plan together to get something done.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Usually with a sinister or evil goal. So yes, you think Mr. Big and Brent have conspired to ruin the movie for you because you think they came in here with a plan to do just that.
Shh.
Sorry.
Dubious notion, Chuck. We're not
talking during the movie. Arrest that man, word girl.
Well, we're all here. Can we not...
You guys made me miss the feel-good buddy movie of the year.
Huh. Come on, Brent. Let's go talk important business guy stuff. Tell me more about your pickle-scented napkins.
Chuck!
Oh.
Chuck, what are you doing? I mean, don't you want to hang around with Brent?
No, I don't. Whatever, there's no way Mr. Big is more fun than me. I'm gonna make Brent wish he stuck with the Chuck. Brent think he is, going off making friends, leaving his brother behind?
Chuck, you have to realize Brent is going to make friends with other people who aren't you. He's your brother. You should just talk to him.
Hey, Brent. I kinda lost it earlier, and I'm sorry. When I saw you with Mr. Big, I felt like I'd been replaced. Oh, not talking to me. Real nice, Brent. I try to be the bigger, more mature guy.
Well, time is money, Brent, so let's get a move on with... Oh, you! So you found me out. You were right to think something dubious was going on, Chuck, but... It wasn't your brother and me conspiring to make you feel left out.
I knew that the whole time.
Well, most of the whole time, I like to be honest.
Yes, well, now that I have Brent under mind control, I can force him to tell me all of his secret recipes. Soon, I'll put him out of business.
No, Brent, don't do it!
Work girl!
Work girl!
Ugh, another dubious call for help. Well, not this time, Chuck. No way.
Brent, don't do it! Word girl, where are you?
Recipe for Brent's famous peanut butter.
Don't worry,
Mix three
Brent.
Cups
your baby brother's gonna save the day.
And the final top secret step to making my famous crustless bread. Take the loaf of bread and cut off the...
Chuck! What are you doing? What have you done to my fabulous home? Take him away, Word Girl.
Don't listen to him, Word Girl. Chuck saved me.
Really?
Really. He uncovered Mr. Big's plan to use mind control on me.
Well, I'm glad you guys worked that out, so I'll just be heading out the door here and I'll...
Get him!
Ah! Yeah.
Way to go, Chuck!
You'll be billed for this.
Wow, Chuck. Thanks to you and Mustard, I now see my former friend revealed as he truly is. Really not a friend at all.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. I enjoyed it.
Well, now that I'm freed up, do you want to take my company's rocket to the moon?
I kind of just wanted to go finish that movie with you.
Sure. What are brothers for? I heard that in a movie once.
And with Mr. Big's dubious intentions exposed, all is well. So the next time you and your friends need to conspire a plan for a good time, look no further than the next exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is flicker. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Take it away.
Flicker means to shine with a light that's always changing.
That's right. Nice work, Emily. You are today's...
One time I was home and the light started to flicker. I was sure it was because there was a ghost in the house.
A ghost? There was?
Well, then the lights went completely off. I couldn't see anything. It was really scary. And then I heard a sound.
What was it?
It was my cat. He'd been standing on a cord, which is why the lights flickered, then went out.
So there wasn't a ghost?
Nope.
And, what was the point of the story?
I didn't have one.
Okay, well, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl hoverboard! Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Today's featured words are fragile and burst. It's another uneventful but fairly nice day. There's no rain in the forecast, and temperatures are expected to stay...
Would you mind introducing the episode now?
Sorry. There's a job as a weatherman opening up on a local news channel, and I thought I'd take the chance to get a little practice in.
Well, there's a time and a place, sir.
Okay. Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face are patrolling the city, when all of a sudden...
It's the museum, Huggy. Word up!
These vase thingies are whammin', and anything that's whammin' belongs to the whammer.
Hold it right there, whammer. There'll be no whamming while I'm around.
No whamming? Not even a little? Like this? Oh, whammer, 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 whammer.
No.
Oh, no. These incredibly fragile glass vases are incredibly fragile. Hence the name.
Fragile? The wearer doesn't know what that means.
A fragile means that something can break if you're not really careful. It can fall on the floor and burst.
Like this? Oh! Wait.
Please don't. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. Maybe I should have called this exhibit the incredibly fragile glass vases of the Renaissance, which are really very incredibly fragile.
That just makes the whammer want to wham more.
Thank goodness!
You're right, Huggy. The whammer seemed scared. You can't get off that easily, whammer. Your whamming days are over.
That's just it. The whammer's whamming days are over. The whammer has lost his wham.
You've lost your whamming powers? But how did that happen?
The whammer doesn't know. What will the whammer do now that he can't wham?
This is perfect, Huggy. We can reform the whammer. Now we can help him do something besides committing crimes. Whammer, how would you like a job at the grocery store? I happen to know they need a few baggers.
And the whammer could wham all the groceries.
No, whammer, remember, you can't wham anymore.
Oh, I forgot.
And so Word Girl takes the whammer to the grocery store under clear skies with little chance of precipitation in the forecast.
Now, does the whammer put your groceries in paper or in plastic?
Why, plastic, you friendly but strangely costumed young man.
The whammer likes this. This is cramming.
Stop. You're crushing my eggs.
The whammer can't stop. Now the whammer will be the crammer. Cram, 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 cram. The crammer loves to cram. He loves to cram. Cram, 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 cram. Cram, 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 cram it.
Oh, no. My dishwashing liquid has burst, and now bubbles are going everywhere. Wowie kazowie. Look at all the bubbles.
You?
Nothing scares the crammer, formerly the whammer. He's just feeling... fragile.
Huggy, fragile can also refer to someone's feelings when they're easily hurt.
If the whammer can't wham, if the crammer can't cram, what can the whammer crammer do?
I love that riddle. You know, the county fair is going on. I'll bet we can find you something non-criminal to do there.
Yeah!
It's sunny, perfect 73 degrees with very little humidity as Word Girl, Captain Huggy Face, and the Whammer arrive at the county fair.
Well, Whammer, this seems like a harmless enough job. All you have to do is ladle this jam into that jar.
Well, technically, it's preserves, but I call it jam, too.
All right.
The Whammer, who was temporarily the crammer, is now the jammer. Jamming, 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 jamming! Jammin', jammin', jammin'! No!
He got scared again. No, Huggy, he couldn't be afraid of preserves. Or jam.
Temperatures at the beaches are mild with a soft offshore breeze of 10 knots.
Well, Whammer, Jammer Crammer, it looks like you finally found something you can do.
Oh, the Jammer who was the Crammer, after he was the Whammer, is now the Clammer.
And there's nothing to be afraid of here. Except for something. Let me think. First, he ran out of the museum when he saw the bubble wrap. Then he got scared in the grocery store when he saw the bubbles from the dishwashing liquid. Then he ran away at the sight of bubbling jam. And here at the beach when he saw the bubbles... You're right! For some reason, the whammer is afraid of... bubbles. Bubbles. Maybe if we can find out why, we can get him to conquer his fear.
You're just gonna let that guy take our stuff?
No, come back!
Hey, Whammer. You know, I hate to see you so depressed like this.
The Whammer isn't depressed. He's just questioning his entire life now that he can't wham, cram, jam, or clam.
Let me ask you something. When were you first afraid of bubbles?
No! Don't even say it!
Okay. When were you first afraid of, well, you know what?
Oh, the Whammer was very, very young.
Time for your bath, little Whammer! Wham! Wham, wham, wham! Whammer can't wham them bubbles! Wham, wham! Whammer can't wham bubbles! The 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 Whammer can't wham bubbles!
The Whammer doesn't like bubbles. Bubbles are scary. Oh.
Good idea, Huggy. Whammer, look! Bubbles are fun! There's nothing to be afraid of.
No! Bubbles are scary! Scary!
No, they're not. Look, they're not hurting Captain Huggy Face at all. Why don't you try it yourself?
But can't wham bubbles?
Sure you can. I mean, some bubbles float away, but every bubble eventually bursts.
The Whammer's a little unclear on what bursting is.
Burst means to break open or explode suddenly. Like, bubbles.
Bubbles burst. The Whammer might be open to reassessing his opinion.
See? You don't have to be scared of bubbles.
The Whammer doesn't have to be scared of bubbles. The Whammer loves bubbles. He loves them bubbles. Bubbles are so whammy. The whammy bubbles. I love those bubbles, and them bubbles love the wham. Wham!
Well, it looks like we've reformed the Whammer. Now he can do any kind of job without being afraid of bubbles. What do you mean you don't want to burst my bubble? I didn't think of that, Huggy. The Whammer might go back to his old whamming ways. Let's go find him. Huggy, it's the Whammer. He's pulling another crime.
Whammer! The Whammer loves bubbles now. Wham! And now the Whammer will have plenty of bubbles to wham. Wham!
You're right. If he likes bubbles so much, let's give him a super bubble.
Wham!
Bubble for you to burst, Whammer.
The Whammer has just begun to wham. Wham! 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 Wow! Well, that was the whammiest bubble I ever whammed with him. No more whammy. Oh, that was whammy. The Whammer wants to thank you, Word Girl. Giving him his wham back. You're the Whammer's bestest wham whammer.
Oh, thanks. You know what, Huggy? You're my bestest whammer.
Okay, thank you, Word Girl, for that on-the-scene report from the Bubblegum Factory. And now the weather, as a high-pressure system moves in from...
Could you just end the episode, please?
Okay. Good thing my ego's not fragile. Be sure to tune in for the next Bursting with Entertainment episode of the Unbreakable Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word flicker. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, I am, Mr. Handsome.
Fantastic. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for flicker. Okay, give it a shot, Emily.
I'm pretty sure it's number one. The torches on the wall appear to be really flickering. That's what flames do. They look like they're getting brighter and darker, brighter and darker.
Got it, right. Okay, Emily, that's right, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl non-hovering skateboard.
Ooh.
Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!